four women, one pagan, one an Iranian Baha'i, one Christian and one Jewish came together on Sunday to talk to a group of women of all faiths in a small Brisbane conference space. The reason? To share their upcoming holidays, which coincide with National Harmony Day. The four women, Linda Ward, Manisha Monsef, Genevieve Cavery and Gail Peratz, explained the significance of each festival. The pagan festival of Marbon, or the autumn equinox, the Baha'i Iranian festival of Nowruz, or New Year, the Christian commemoration of Palm Sunday, and the Jewish feast of Purim, all of which occur around this time of year. Wendy, from Believing Women for a Culture of Peace, will explain why their organization held this talk and what Harmony Day means for them. Wendy, who are Believing Women and what is the group's connection to Harmony Day?
It's a women's multi-faith association that started in Brisbane. We launched it at the YWCA in 2004. I think it was March 2004. And we took the name Culture of Peace from the United Nations Manifesto at the turn of the millennium, encouraging people around the world to act towards building a culture of peace. One of our connections to Harmony Day is that when we were just getting going in 2004, the federal government at the time used to give out Harmony grants, and we applied for and were lucky to get one of those grants, and it enabled us at that time to build up our organisation to the point where we could become registered separately as a community association. So we've had that link to Harmony Day really since 2004.
Why did the organisation put on that presentation?
We normally try to do something for certain important national events or international days or whatever, and two that occur around this time are International Women's Day and Harmony Day. Of course, Harmony Day is the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, and it's called Harmony Day in Australia, so there's a lot of different dimensions to it. Since we're a small organisation and we can't do a lot of multiple things, we decided to have a combined event. When we started discussing the preparation, we became aware that there were a number of faith-related commemorations happening around this time, and so what we try to do would be to get some women from different faiths to talk about their commemorations and both the faith and spiritual aspect and also the social dimensions to tie it in particularly with Harmony Day.
There tended to be a number of commonalities among the separate religious festivities. That were spoken about. All spoke of the need for self-reflection, the need to give to those less fortunate, and the need to assess one's relationship with the higher power. There also seems to be a sharing of some symbols between the celebrations. For example, the symbolic use of the egg comes to mind. What do you think about that?
It kind of shows, it links us back into our deep connections to the natural world, which I think is very important. I come from a Roman Catholic tradition myself, and I appreciate, when we have good rituals that include natural symbols, I find it's a very important way of, engaging in a spiritual sense with what's happening.
Do you think it, in some ways, it also makes it more tangible for people to use, in some ways, symbols which are around them every day that are like the egg, something every day, something prosaic, and helps them have a deeper connection?
Yes, oh, absolutely. And it works the other way around. You know, we can take so many things in our daily life for granted, like an egg, for example. How many people eat an egg without really being conscious of what a marvellous thing an egg is? So, yes, it works both ways, if you like.
Wendy, thank you so much for your time.
That's great, Nicole.